in mid-body.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby on the phone.
Push it right to the edge.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Scotland Yard said the body of Bon Scott
was discovered last night in the car.
Postmortem will be carried out later today.
It was the result of some heavy drinking.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Under pressure to record a follow-up to Highway to Hell, AC/DC returned to London in January of 1980. Malcolm and Angus Young invited Bond to the studio, eager to play him the new music for their next album.
They were fantastic. You know, he's looking after himself. And yeah, his teeth were all fixed.
Got myself a one-way ticket.
And he said, you know, we're just about ready for you, Bond. You know, so maybe next week sometime, you know. It never happened, you know?
Bond would never put lyrics to the music Malcolm and Angus had written.
You said you love me, baby. On the phone sometime. You said you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime.
soul.
Well, now, I hear the people talking in the neighborhood talking about me. Said another mule. And then I went home, old Dilly. Little Walter, take my key out of my pocket and stuck it in the hole and unlocked my door. My wife.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we're once again celebrating Black History Month of February, this time quite rightfully combining it with a commemoration of the anniversary of the death of one of the greatest rock and roll frontmen ever, Bon Scott of AC/DC, whose death led in a very real way to something even greater. Our theme is called Black and Blues, and it's another in my series of ethnomusicological Tears of the Gods sound collages. That means fun musical education. The very deep idea I want to continue communicating is that hard rock and heavy metal come directly from the music of the Black American blues musicians, turned up to 11. Our headline feature of tonight's Black and Blues theme is AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album, which the band dedicated to their original lead singer, Bon Scott, who died after a night of heavy drinking on February 19th, 1980. And then the second feature of this theme is that all of our ambiance, the music I play during the breaks, is going to come from what is considered by many to be the best jazz album ever, Miles Davis' 1959 Kind of Blue. Right now, we're hearing a track called All Blues. So we've got two featured albums for you. Serious contenders for the best hard rock album ever and the best jazz album ever. And the way we're going to be doing things with Back in Black is going into the deeper cuts that don't get played on commercial radio. And then for the biggest album hits, I'm going to be playing you alternate live versions of those hit singles. And then mixed up with those classic rock songs, we're going to be hearing plenty of Black American bluesmen, including Hound Dog Taylor, Elmore James, John Lee Hooker, Lightnin' Hopkins, and T-Bone Walker, who besides significantly contributing to the blues genre, also in that way, basically developed the roots of hard rock and heavy metal. Muddy Waters came up from the Mississippi Delta to Chicago with his acoustic guitar during the Great Migration of the early 20th century. He didn't have enough money to buy a real electric guitar, but he did have enough to buy a pickup to put on his acoustic guitar. He plugged it into a vacuum tube amplifier, cranked up loud, and that's the sound of rock and roll. We began the show with Muddy Waters, along with Bo Diddley and Little Walter, jamming together on a song called Long Distance Call. And then we heard some excerpts from VH1's AC/DC Behind the Music documentary, describing the final days of Bon Scott. On that February night in 1980 in London, he went out and drank a lot, as he was wont to do, and then he went to sleep in a car, and, well, he threw up, and he choked on his own vomit and died. Sleeping upright in a car, it wouldn't take that much to get caught in your windpipe. It's a sad story. We'll be hearing some more audio clips in the mix tonight about that. But ultimately, that tragedy led to one of the greatest albums of all time. As you'll hear Malcolm Young explain, the music for the songs were mostly written by Malcolm and Angus at that point, and they were almost ready to have him listen and write his lyrics. But that was never to happen. Honestly, though, I don't think the album would have been as good as it was with Bon. I mean, being the greatest hard rock album ever, that's a pretty high bar. In any case, it would have been a different album for sure. And then after that song Long Distance Call, we heard a live version of Hell's Bells. This one I found on disc 3 of the Backtracks box set. One thing I wanted to mention is that Malcolm's guitar is always on the listener's left side of the stereo spread, and Angus is on the right. Sometimes you can't be sure how things are oriented when you're listening, but we're going to start off the next set with a riff Angus is playing on the right side of the stereo field. Also, we've got two Malcolms in the mix, because our audio clips from Who Knows Where are also going to include African-American freedom fighter Malcolm X. And then another thing I wanted to mention in the next set is that the third song is T-Model Ford and Gravel Road, covering Howlin' Wolf's original How Many More Years. And if you want to talk about the birth of heavy metal, just compare that to Led Zeppelin's version, How Many More Years, on Led Zeppelin 1, and see how similar they are. In any case, let's get the rest of your sound collage party going, starting off with a song that has become so deeply ingrained in my musical psyche, a live version of You Shook Me All Night Long. Ain't that a canonical blues lyric?
She was a fast one.
could stop Bond's wild ways, not even his beloved mother.
Got another empty bottle.
You didn't tell Ron what to do. I never went too far. I just said I didn't like him drinking, but when you get to that stage, they don't listen to you.
For you, that's all right, no mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, no mama. Any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me. Papa told me too. The life you live in, son, now women be the death of you. That's all right, that's all right now, mama, any way you do, yeah, man. Tell me so. You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
February 19th, 1980, Bon Scott went out drinking in London with a friend.
He went out just for a drink, a relaxation, you know, maybe to clear the head, you know, and then look forward to getting into his writing, come up with some ideas, you know. He had it all in front of him.
How many more days? for my soul.
Scott was only 33 years old, but his time was running out. After a night of heavy drinking, Bon ended the evening alone, passed out in a car parked outside his friend's house. In the morning, he was found dead.
We'll be right back.
thought was stunned. You can't explain a death and how it affects you, you know. Everything just is numb. It's as simple as that.
From what I still can gather, he had fallen asleep, you know, in a car, and more or less, you know, asphyxiated, you know.
He choked through the night, the position he was sleeping in.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme is called Black and Blues as we continue to celebrate February Black History Month. In this episode, we are mixing up songs from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album, with plenty of seminal electric guitar playing from black American bluesmen whose music was listened to by white boys who then tried to imitate it and ended up making rock and roll and hard rock and heavy metal. And then for our ambiance, we're also featuring Miles Davis's 1959 Kind of Blue, which is considered by some to be the finest jazz album ever produced. We began that set with a live version of AC/DC's big radio hit, You Shook Me All Night Long, from the Back in Black album. That was a bit more of an obscure version than you'd ever hear on the commercial radio stations. It was from the third disc in the Backtracks box set. Next up was Arthur Big Boy Crudup with That's All Right, and then T-Model Ford and Gravel Road with their version of Howlin' Wolf's How Many More Years. Is that blues? Is that hard rock? Is that heavy metal? Yes. Then we heard our first actual selection from AC/DC's Back in Black, as released on vinyl in 1980, Have a Drink on Me, along with some more recollections of Bon Scott's final night. Then we heard Elmore James, The Sky is Crying, followed by B.B. King, She's Dynamite. And then we finished things up with another deep cut from Back in Black, Shake a Leg. Backing me up right now is Miles Davis leading a sextet with saxophonists John Coltrane and Julian Cannonball Adderley, pianist Bill Evans, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Jimmy Cobb. This is the opening track from our featured ambiance album, Kind of Blue, which was recorded in 1959. And is considered by many jazz aficionados to be the best jazz album ever. We're listening to So What? As I've mentioned previously, there are three things I've been trying to communicate in these Tears of the Gods sound collages. The first is that the summit of Mount Everest is made of marine limestone, because the top of that highest mountain on Earth used to be at the bottom of the sea. And then central to this episode's theme, the roots of rock and roll, hard rock, and heavy metal weren't white Europeans. They were black American bluesmen. That's where it all comes from. And then, in complete contrast to that, the German electronic band Kraftwerk are the godfathers of hip-hop and so much more. Coming up in the next set, we'll be hearing from John Lee Hooker and Lightnin' Hopkins, as well as two more deep cuts from our featured album, Back in Black. But first, here's the African-American blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist R.L. Burnside, who played music for much of his life but didn't receive much recognition for it before the early 1990s. And then he recorded and toured with John Spencer, which resulted in a lot of people who loved punk and garage rock getting turned on to him and becoming his fans. Here's R.L. Burnside with Going Down South.
Cry!
out on the girl, and they try to flip out on me. I had one like that. But I heard her feet when they hit that bridge. That's what I told her.
One bourbon, one scotch. and one bill. Hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink and I want it now. My baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since not a full egg. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. And then I sit there, getting high, mellow, knocked out, feeling good. And by that time, I looked on the wall, at the old clock on the wall. By that time, it was 10:30 then. I looked down the bar at the bartender. Said, what do you want, Johnny? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Well, my baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Foley. I wanna get drunk, get her off of my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one bill. And I sat there, getting high, stoned, knocked out. And by that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock again. And by that time, was a 1:45. The last call for alcohol. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, what do you want? Well, one bourbon, one scotch, and one bill.
WNFL in Medford.
I'm not a bad girl.
Oh, I don't know. This isn't gonna make you a bad girl.
My mom never told me about this.